Catawba Ridge's boys basketball team saw its season come to a close in heartbreaking fashion as they lost 63-61 in double overtime to Riverside in the third round of the playoffs. The Warriors got last-second three-pointers at the end of regulation and then at the end of the first overtime to force the extra sessions. Riverside now moves on to the Upper State Championship, where they will play Greer. Speaking of Greer, they beat the Lancaster Bruins 65-53 to end Lancaster's season. The Bruins were hoping to make a return trip to the state title game, but they come up two games short. High school basketball continues today on the OTS airwaves as Rock Hills girls travel to Florence and take on JL Mann in the Upper State Championship. Coverage begins at 1:45 on FM 94.3. South Carolina's women's basketball team set an SEC record with their 44th straight conference win as they blew out Alabama 72-44. The win secured the SEC regular season title for the Gamecocks and was win number 600 in the career of Don Staley. The number one ranked Gamecocks are now 26-0 on the season. And finally, the Carolina Panthers continue to play the wait-and-see game with defensive end Brian Burns. The former Pro Bowler is a free agent this year and reportedly wants a contract in the realm of $30 million per season. That would make him the highest-paid edge rusher in the NFL. With those demands, it seems like Carolina will franchise tag Burns, paying him $23 million for 1 year. With your Friday sports, I'm Chris Miller.